Hello and welcome to EuroNewFans on the Perfect Hat-Trick podcast, where we talk more Euro 2020 matches and less over 18 content. But first of all, let's remind ourselves of what happened in last night's quarter-final, where England emphatically booked their place in the semi-final.
Sterling's got it through to Kane now, and Harry Kane has found the net! Shaw. Ukraine blown away. England on their way. Mason Mount with the corner. There's another one. Jordan Henderson has his first goal for England.
So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Now, as we know, England obviously won 4-0 against Ukraine, but, you know, the initial thoughts coming out of that was, England to be, Ukraine weren't really expected to do much at that point because, obviously, they hadn't really looked entirely convincing throughout the tournament. I feel like, obviously, against Sweden, it took a red card for Sweden to for them to, you know, get a 120th minute winner. But England, my God, wow. I mean, obviously, it sent the country delirious every time they scored a goal. And, you know, just the entire team clicked for me. I mean, everything ranged from the back from Harry Maguire, Jordan Pickford, to obviously Harry Kane now banging confidence. And, you know, the initial thoughts really are, you know, England, congrats to them, obviously, playing Denmark in the semi-finals, who have had, you know, a very good tournament so far as well. And in terms of, you know, Christian Eriksen, what will happen with him. So, yeah, England as a whole, brilliant to watch. Obviously, the lineup coming into it, I was a bit surprised. Obviously, people calling for Jack Grealish to start. And, you know, obviously, he came on against Germany, got an assist, was vital to the first goal. And, you know, his link-up play with Luke Shaw on the left-hand side was incredible. But for me, obviously, you know, Southgate, he has trust in his players and he always gets it spot on, which is, for me, one of the main things, you know, a manager always needs, you know, confidence and not who the fans want to start. Obviously, he is a manager at the end of the day, so he will make the right decisions. Today, you got it spot on with, you know, starting Sterling. Sancho coming in for his first start. I mean, a bit controversial because, I mean, obviously, people, again, as I said, wanted Grealish to start, but Sancho coming in, played terrifically. You know, even if it was Ukraine, you know, he always get the starting choice spot on. And obviously, you know, with the back four as well, you know, I was a bit surprised by that. But then obviously, you know, changing systems is very flexible and Southgate's very flexible at doing that. And, you know, especially with Stones, Maguire, you know, them to have a very good chemistry between each other, whether they are in a back three or back four. And obviously, if Kyle Walker was in that position of right back anyway, he would always drop into right centre back. So no spaces were really opened up at any point. And obviously, from Luke Shaw, left back, as I said, I've got to agree with that. He got two assists today. He was banging class form. Obviously, we saw that with Germany when he got the assist for Sterling's opener. And even tonight, to be honest. Last night, to be honest. I mean, he was just everything that he did, you know, from set pieces to crossing the ball in, you know, he knows he has a very good understanding of where Harry Kane is going to be. Now, I just feel like this England team as a whole, when certain people get onto the ball, they know where to look for the next pass. And Luke Shaw, from, you know, Kyle Walker to even the midfield, even though there may not be, you know, there may be better options in the bench, like, for example, Jordan Henderson. But, you know, they all know what they have to do and they all have an understanding of who's going to be where. Sancho, Sterling, obviously Sterling has been the player of the tournament for England so far. He's been incredible, wow. And that pass was just, I mean, for the England opener, which I have to say was crucial at that point because obviously you would expect Ukraine to, you know, sit back. But one of the failures that I did see in Ukraine was that offside trap that they tried to play numerous times. I think I can't remember who that centre back was who just stepped up a little bit, allowed Kane to just run in, which was stupid. But obviously Kane, bang class in form, and he's another player, to be honest, that has just really stepped it up for me in the tournament. I mean, obviously in the group stages, people are doubting him, saying that all these rumours about Tottenham were, you know, clouding his mind. But to be honest, I didn't see none of that. Even the last two games, he's been confident. He's been carrying the ball out from you know, deep and then bringing others into play, which obviously people doubted because we got a lot of players where, for example, Sancho, Sterling, Mount, you know, even the players on the bench, Grealish, Foden, who always want to be on the ball. And where someone like Kane, especially in Tottenham, where he's so been profited is the fact that he can bring out the ball from deep and play it for the likes of Son, and he can be that main man. Whereas in England, I feel like you know, especially team wise and the way, you know, the personalities on the pitch. I feel like Sterling, Sancho, likes of them, likes of the wingers always want to be on the ball, which kind of does hinder Kane's ability to impact the game. But obviously, as we've seen today, his number nine qualities are just immense, and he certainly hasn't lost that. And you know, when he's needed to be here and there making the passes, he's had to he can do that 100%. But moving on, regardless, I do feel like, especially after England got their opener in the first half, I do feel like after they got that, I do feel like Ukraine were sort of getting into the game. They were carving out a bit of opportunity. So obviously, Kyle Walker at the back, not very composed. I feel like there was one ball he did give away to Yaremchuk, who had a big chance, obviously, to make it 1-1. But again, Ukraine just don't know that team. They were really set to pose any threats to England. So again, Southgate for me, tactical masterclass, to be honest, especially at half time, you know, where England weren't, I wouldn't say rattled at that point, but they were certainly not getting into the stride as they should have been, you know, maybe wrapping up their chances as well. They should as well as they should have been. They came out strong in the second half, you know, 46th minute, they got their goal, bang, 2-0, and that's it. The game was done from that point. I mean, Ukraine would just lost their heads. Zinchenko couldn't really operate in any sort of fields of the ball. And I think, you know, even as solid as a unit that England are, you know, they know when to drop back, press forward, which, you know, people have to credit. And even for a person like me who just not a big fan of England, because obviously I am a German fan and I am still quite salty, but you know, you have to give credit where credit is due. And you know, Southgate played another blinder today. And I do want to get on to another player now, Sancho. And obviously he's made his imminent move to Man United, and wow, he was class today, to be honest. You know, the way he was getting onto ball, drifting past players when he's picking the ball up from deep, he was just class today, I think. Especially, you know, obviously the rumours that have clouded him, you know, not getting the starts that he's been deserving for England. And now he's come in and Southgate trusts him now. And I think, you know, Southgate, you have to give a lot of credit to him, because now he knows, you know, who to put in there, who's going to make, you know, who's going to step up. And, you know, having the sort of trust, because obviously people from the start of the tournament would be saying, obviously Reece James, Ben Chilwell, likes of them deserve to start because obviously they've won the Champions League. But you still go with, you know, obviously, especially in Southgate's mind, you still go with the people you trust. And Kieran Trippier is a main example of that. You know, he's a player that not necessarily has played the best for his club. Atletico, obviously, had that ban. But, you know, when he's come in for country's performance, he's been exceptional. And, you know, Southgate has that element of trust. He's brought in Sancho and he played for him today and he was exceptional. He took his chance well today. And, you know, he could have got a goal, actually. You know, he was involved with a lot of the link-up play, a lot of the good things that England did. And yeah, he was class. And another player, obviously, that I want to get on to, Calvin Phillips. And this guy doesn't really, obviously, his first performance was here was absolute Yorkshire Pirlo masterclass for England, obviously, against Croatia. He was just that sort of player that was just doing everything at that point. Obviously, he got that assist for Sterling's goal. But I just feel like sometimes, obviously, he has gone under the radar a bit, you know, in terms of performance wise. But that's the way that Southgate really wants to play, to be honest. And I think, especially him, he almost, in my terms, especially, I'd like to say that he's almost acts like an enabler for the likes of Rice to get onto the ball, so he can drag out the midfielders to say, well, you know, if you don't cover Rice in space, and he's always, if you cover Rice within the space, and he's always going to be an option. So he's that player that really causes the team, or the Ukraine team that I saw today, a few doubts, because they didn't know whether to drop back on him, you know, to allow him not to get into any spaces in the final third, or, you know, push onto Rice, whereas that leave him in space. So I think, you know, a lot of teams haven't figured that out yet, because Phillips, you know, he's not really embodying that sort of role that he has at Leeds, where, you know, he's a lone DM, and, you know, he's really the things that keeps Leeds ticking from playing their football. You know, he's coming to a different style of play, and I think, yes, yeah, especially from that point, I think Phillips is a good player in that position. But anyway, moving on to Ukraine now. I like to start for them because, in a sense, that obviously they weren't expected to do much, as I mentioned before in the podcast. I do feel like there could some things that they could have done better. And I feel like sometimes, you know, you do get scared playing the big teams, and They weren't necessarily scared because I think in the first half, especially towards the end, they were getting the better of England in certain number of positions, especially on the break where turnovers were okay to decent standard. But I think the likes of obviously Walker, Walker against Yaremchuk and Yarmolenko, you can't really, you have to be faster with your player. I feel like Ukraine for me just weren't doing that. They were very slow in turnovers. Again, in the offside trap, but in the other end of the pitch, they weren't really clicking as a team for me. And especially, as I said again, turnovers. That's something that's key for England. As key, sorry, key against England. And we saw that against, we saw that with Germany as well. In turnovers when they won the ball, obviously Sterling giving that chance to Muller with a horrendous miss. That's where you can really catch out England. But I feel like, not a lot of teams have exploited that up to this point because obviously they haven't exploited the sides of. Stones and Maguire, especially that side who that maybe lacks a bit of pace, even with Luke Shaw. But I feel like, obviously, with Ukraine limited options, you can't really, expect that from them. But they did give it a good go, especially in the first half. But again, I can't really look on this team and say, well, there's obviously this one player that's really going to step up. Shevchenko, for me, as a manager, he's done a superb job from, from obviously the group stage onwards because they got a lot further than they were expected to. I expect them, to be absolute steamrolled by Sweden, and that didn't happen. So, just again shows that, the difference in quality as well. You've got someone like Kane who can take his chances. Yarmolenko, who's, he could score a banger on his day, but in and around, form, he's not going to be that consistent player for you. So, yeah, it is a bit damaging onto Ukraine, but I feel like they can take a lot of positives away from this tournament, especially from the fact that they got to a quarterfinals, which is more than what Germany did, which is more than what France and Portugal did. So they can take that away at least. And, the likes of Sweden as well, they weren't really expected to win at that point. So I think, yeah, for Ukraine, it's just really a confidence builder. But again, I don't really see that many players in the team that could have hurt England today, which is, a bit of a shambles in terms of their point of view. But, it is what it is. But again, going back to England, obviously, with the semi-final coming up against Denmark, which is going to be an absolute thriller. It's going to be an absolute thriller, by the way. For England's point of view, especially for Southgate, I'd say people will still trust him. People, will back him to make the right decisions, the right options, especially coming to, whether to start Grealish, which I think people still question to this day. And as he mentioned in an interview after the Germany game, he said if he picked these players and he didn't win, he'd be dead at this point. So, it comes out of his words. But again, like Mancini, I'd say for Italy, he's got the backing of each player. Actually, no, I would disagree that to a point. I think not necessarily each player, because I think people like, for example, Rashford would expect to start. But then again, that just shows the fact that maybe if Mount's starting over him or Foden, that it doesn't just come to down to the names that the fans want to hear in the lineup. It comes down to the fact that who does what in the system and who fits perfectly. And for me, for example, putting Sancho in there, he's always that player that can drive past these. I wouldn't say awfully defensive Ukraine players, but I'd say especially they wouldn't know how to deal with someone like Sancho. So, him being put in there, he's always that player that can collect it from deep and then drive past about five, six players. And, that's just what he's like. His ability's like that, to be honest. And maybe obviously someone like Grealish could have benefited. But for example, in the 65th minute, obviously he brung on Jude Bellingham and he brung on, obviously Marcus Rashford. So they are still getting the opportunities. And obviously people like to see Jude Bellingham start because, he's a youngster and, he's a terrific player. And I have to agree with that. Even coming from a Bayern fan, he is an absolute terrific player. But again, it doesn't come down to the names that are on the lineups. It comes down to the fact that, who does what and, what positions they're in, which again, I don't know whether Southgate's going to go for a four or five at the back. Five at the back to preferably match Denmark's five at the back. Obviously, you got Mæhle on the left-hand side who has been absolute class. Obviously, we saw his assist against, oh my God, against Czech Republic. That's it. But they didn't look entirely convincing to me, Denmark. I mean, there were certain, obviously, opportunities that where Czech could have actually scored quite a few goals. But again, that's going to come down to, team spirit, and that's one thing that Denmark and England both have. So it's going to be a very interesting game. Obviously, we have the semi-finals wrapped up, Italy versus Spain, England versus Denmark. So it's going to be very good to watch. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to this podcast. whether you're tuned in or not, and we'll see you guys at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Make sure to keep things perfect.
And the referee is not going to add anything on. That is full time in Rome. It is a convincing win for the Lions in Rome. What a night. Ukraine 0, England 4.